So, however, we're going to distract ourselves with kind of bullshitty fights along the lines of, you know, social issues. I know there's a large contingent of comedians and there's also the great monoculture of free thinkers who, you know, where there's a lot of pushback against PC. There's a lot of people that really are angry and passionately defending their right to punch down because it feels good and it's fun to hurt people. You know, sadly, on some level, there is an innate reaction to vulnerability, discomfort, accidents, pain, tripping, embarrassment. That's funny. I mean, I don't know that you need to manufacture it. You know, and also there's part of the human psyche, I think, that, you know, causing pain in other people seems to feel like that's part of winning and the excitement therein. But again, we're civilized people, and this doesn't have to be the way. But the point is, and my reaction to this, and I don't even, whatever the guy's name is who got fired from SNL, I really am not keeping up on it, but people ask me, what do you think? What do you think? You can say whatever you want. There's no constitutional amendment that says you can't say things. Yes, some things have been characterized as hate speech, rightfully so. Can be very violent and hostile depending how it's used, but for the most part, there's no one, you can say whatever you want. And the pushback is going to be from a collective of people who react in a certain way on a grassroots level through social networking platforms or on a corporate level. But there is no censorship on behalf of the government or the Constitution. You can still say whatever the fuck you want. All right. Now, if you have problems with corporations restricting your ability to say shit because it goes against their bottom line, well, go fight that fight. If you have problems with people who have whose feelings you hurt, who aggregate and push back, okay, fine. Fight that fight if you want. But the truth of the matter is, I think, you know, what this is all based on, First Amendment stuff or Lenny Bruce, you know, is that, you know, Lenny's intent was progressive. Lenny's intent in terms of using the language he used, it's sure it was about language. It was about freeing the language. But you're looking at an America that was about maybe one generation past that major immigration in the early 1900s and dealing with stereotypes and breaking them down through using the words that he used to level the playing field and disarm some of the hate and friction was a different thing than what's happening now. So you can't really use that as a source. What's happening now is there's a tremendous aggravation on behalf of a certain type of people, the majority in general, that they can't pigeonhole or compartmentalize or put in a box through language marginalized people of different kinds or people with different points of view that are struggling to find definition in the culture. And God knows they need to be pushed back on and held down because it's funny for the majority to laugh at the vulnerability of marginalized or different people. Now, look, I've been guilty of bullying in my life. See, arguably, you know, the nerd issue that I had a couple weeks ago could be seen as condescending and bullying. But the point is, you can say whatever the fuck you want. You're just going to have to deal with the consequences. You're not going to be put in jail. There's no thought police. There's no government agency rounding people up for saying things. Yeah, everyone's worried about, you know, they can't say tranny or fag anymore, but we're the puncher uppers. I think that if people were really to start punching up people with a podium or with a mic or comics, if they start punching up, they'd have to start with their own chin and then move up from there if they recover from the fucking belt that they have to give themselves. But it's always interesting to me. The anger is like not like we can't criticize the government because so few people are really doing that in a general way because they don't know how to make it funny. There are select people that do it, sure. But mostly it's about like, you know, why can't we make fun of people that are, you know, vulnerable and weird? You can. But my point has always been there will be consequences and you may end up only talking to people who like to talk the way you're talking. And that's fine. Look, you know, we moved past, you know, no one says Orientals anymore. No one says colored anymore. the culture's moved on and we're okay. We can do it. We, you know, we can move past words that hurt people and be more respectful and still be funny. But if you need to say the words and you need to hurt the feelings and you need to sort of like really lean into, you know, making fun of the weirdos and marginalized, then your audience will be people that enjoy that. And that's how they divide and conquer us. That's how it happens. That's the fight. You'll find your level. You'll find your people. And if you want to fight for the right to punch down, then, you know, then you can talk to those people and they'll come see you because they'll be excited at the hilarity of causing pain. And as far as SNL goes, you know, so if you've got a problem with SNL, that's a corporate structure, then, you know, go fight that. It's not a constitutional thing. It's protecting the bottom line. I don't know what you're going to do about that. That's just the market, man. The market's holding you down, you free thinkers.